Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Oh, the good, the bad, and the dumb Tuesday edition. All right, let's get this show on the road. Let's get the good of the day.
Wouldn't you say humility is almost like a lost art, especially in our technological age?
I think so.
That people are, very rarely will they make fun of themselves.
Yes, and I think self-deprecating humor is great.
Yes. Well, thankfully, we have a man by the name of Rex Ryan who has all of our backs.
Oh, that's good.
This was Rex Ryan yesterday. They were on one of the ESPN morning shows. I can't remember which one it was. Get Up, I think that's what it's called.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And they were all talking about Aaron Rodgers' foot injury.
And oh, here we go.
This is what he had to say. Or, I guess, toe injury, I should say.
Just looking. Rex, what do you think?
Listen, I'm a toe expert. let's just say this.
Damn,
ain't nothing wrong with Aaron Rodgers. He threw for 350 yards and four touchdowns. Come on, stop. Stop it already.
Are you so you're suggesting you're not concerned?
No, I'm not concerned. He wants out of practice. That's all that's all about.
I'm not working, bro. Bro, I'm not working, bro. I cannot put my best foot forward with Rex acting like this, bro.
We're 4 minutes.
That's great. Good for Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan, the toe expert.
Wonderful. Good for him.
I mean, it's almost like he had that waiting.
Oh, he was. I bet he was. I bet when the producers were talking about what the show was going to discuss, he was like, oh, I could land this little jab. I could bang this one out.
Just turned to Mike Greenberg and said, hey, just throw it to me.
Yeah,
I got you.
I got you. Yeah.
What you don't see, if you watch the video, it's kind of funny because you see Ryan Clark immediately walk off set. And then he was the one coming back. I think I can't work. I can't work.
God, Ryan Clark is very, very opinionated. He's very good.
Yeah,
I like that. Like, listen. I've worked with a lot of former athletes, especially on the local area, and a lot of them are willing to get in the arena in the sports talk barbs. But a lot of them are a little careful because they're friends with so many people and they're still friends with people. And, you know, they kind of do business on the side with, you know, making with those individuals. But Ryan Clark is like, he's like, no, my job is to analyze and criticize. And that's exactly what I'll do. And he does. He's drilled the Steelers, his former team. He has drilled them. So good for him. I like Rex Ryan. That's good.
Yep.
I like that. All right, what's the bad of the day, then?
The bad of the day is, it's the NBA's turn once again to queue up all the conspiracy theories.
Oh, what's going on now?
The NBA got exactly what they wanted, and that is for Steph Curry to break the three-point record at the NBA Mecca.
Yeah, Madison Square Garden?
Yep.
Yeah, but didn't people want him to do it against Philadelphia, against his brother?
I think they wanted him to do it against Philadelphia. He failed there because he was 10 away.
Yeah,
at the time.
That's a lot, though. Like, that was a little too much to ask.
So, you know, I think he got five there. Or no, he got four there or something like that. Then last night, he was in Indianapolis, and people were like, oh, don't do it there.
Don't do it in Indianapolis.
But he fell one shy. And so now he will tie the record and break the record most likely at Madison Square Garden.
So people are thinking that this is a conspiracy?
No, I'm throwing it out there.
Oh, this is your bad.
Yeah,
so this is not a bad you're finding. This is a bad.
No, the real bad is that the ticket prices for that game skyrocketed.
Yeah.
That's the horrible part. So if you wanted to sit there and you want to sit all the way up in the nosebleeds, like literally the last row, that'll cost you $410.
You know who I'm blaming for these kind of ticket increase in ticket prices? You know who I'm blaming? Darren Rovell.
Why not?
Because Darren Rovell on Twitter, he's a ticket collector. Which, by the way, I think about my life, I think of how many ticket collectors I know of, and I'm trying to think, like, I think one, and that's Darren Rovell.
Yeah.
Like, so he'll post on Twitter, I have game six of the blah, blah, blah World Series, for example, and it's in a case, and it's been graded. And he paid whatever amount of money for it.
Unused? Like
right.
It was never torn?
No, just like it can be torn if it was torn. But it's like, you know, it's But nowadays, they're not, you know, and all that stuff. So he saves them all. He collects them. So I can see a guy going, I'm going to get the all. Because this is a record you are never going to see broken in your lifetime. You will probably, you know, maybe 50 years, there might be a young kid who's knocking down threes because that's the name of the game now. But there's a lot of three-pointers.
I mean, it's that you're seeing.
It's like a generational type of record, but we'll probably never see it broken in our lifetime.
It's funny because I mean, if come NBA All-Star game time, right? What are you more interested in seeing, the slam dunk competition or the 3-point competition?
Yeah, I love the 3-point competition.
And it used to not be that way.
Nope.
I mean, for me, if you asked me who won it in the 80s, I would say Larry Bird won it every
Larry
single
Bird.
Year.
Larry Bird, yeah, right? Because that was Larry's thing.
Yeah, because you never watched it.
Bird walking in the locker room, who's coming in second? That was his thing.
Yeah. But slam dunk, we know all the different players who won it back in like the late 80s or into the early 90s. Nowadays, I couldn't tell you who won last year's slam dunk contest.
So I could see people, the wealthy in New York, paying top dollar to see Steph knocking down two threes.
Oh, it's going
to
be a star-studded event. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a blast. Well done, NBA.
Yep.
Well done.
Got what you wanted.
Sneaky little organization.
I don't know if it's on the same level as Blue Envelope.
No,
or Frozen Envelope.
It's close.
But it's close.
What's the dumb of the day?
I don't understand this. Okay? I'm proud of this man. And I'm the man I'm talking about is John Daly.
Yeah, what's up with John Daly?
In a drunken night, he was able to rack up a $450 bill from Taco Bell.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot.
He ordered it through Uber Eats. So, you know, sure, there's, you know, probably a little fee attached to that. But, you know, there was things like, you know, the 10 Supreme Tacos that cost him like $28.
Okay, so this reminds me of like one of them shows where like somebody has $5,000 and they go to a steakhouse. And they try to spend as much. They order the lobster. They order the appetizers. They order dessert. They order the biggest steak. And the bill comes out to like $300. And they're like, I still have $4,700 left. Like, if you had to spend, if you were forced to spend $400 and something at Taco Bell, you ordered 10 Supreme Burritos and come out to $28. And you're like, I got, how much more can I order here?
Yeah.
Like I still got $400 left.
I don't know how he did this. I mean, you can see the receipt online. He posted it to his Instagram account with the following words.
What's the average ticket price for it? Let's say $10. Well, how much do you think is the average if I go to Taco Bell for lunch? Just by myself. How much am I spending on just food? $6, $5? Without drink.
It's gone up a little bit.
Okay, $6?
Yeah, I would say, you know, I would say anywhere from, I would say around just under $10. Because some of those burritos are like $7 or, you know, $3, $4.
Don't forget the drink because he's only going to have drink, like one thing, whatever.
Well, he had food. For that much food, he's got to order a couple of drinks.
Well, yeah, but he probably can't get the drink he wants at Taco Bell.
Right.
But $10. Yeah. That's on the very liberal side.
Yeah.
That's like 40-something people.
Yeah.
That's a line out the door of orders.
That's a lot of
delivered
food
to John Daly's house.
Yeah, that's why if you go to his Instagram, you can see the receipt. He does have the warning, don't drink and order Taco Bell on Uber Eats.
Oh, God. And how much was the Uber Eats fee? $100?
I don't even think I don't think it was that much.
It's not based on a percentage of your order? It's a one-time fee?
Maybe. But is it really that much? I mean, could it be $100?
No, it probably isn't $100, but I don't know. I don't know how we don't have Uber Eats in my little town of nowhere.
So I mean, you know, a few little things like 5 grilled cheese burritos that came to $22.15, then 10 crunchy taco supremes, 10 spicy double steak grilled cheese burritos. That sounds good, by the way.
Yeah.
1 beef burrito. So
All right, John Daly. Well done. Well done. Impressive.
That is. I mean, that's a lot.
I don't think I could top that, but it's, you know, I don't know if I want to try. I think if I had $400 worth of Taco Bell, you'd never see me in a Taco Bell again for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Right?
You might not see me anywhere for the rest
How
of my life.
How much did Morgan Spurlock spend on McDonald's that 1 month where he ate three meals a day there?
Hey, probably not $450.
Probably not $450. Right?
That is an impressive amount of money to spend on Taco Bell.
Really, it is. It really is. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Again, Andrew Filippone is joining us from the Fan in Pittsburgh this hour on Twitter, @TonyDRadio, @RonCulliver. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.